我们继续一点祷告。
Let's continue to pray.
主啊，历史历代多少神的儿女一直在呼喊，回来吧，回来吧，回来吧。
Lord, how many generations your children have been calling you to return? Come back, come back.
这是你自己亲自应许你的教会，你要回来提及我们到荣耀里面去。
This is what you have promised your church. You will come back to take us into your glory.
但是这一年一年的过去。
But year after year.
在2017年又快要结束了。
At the end of 2017.
主啊，你什么时候得过降临呢？
When will you return, Lord?
是否因为我们身上没有预备好？
Is it because we are not ready for you?
所以叫你迟延，没有快快再来。
That is why you delay your return?
我们需要在你面前再蒙你的光照。
We need to have the light from you.
来看看，来检查我们身上还有什么罪恶没有。
So that we can observe our heart to see whether we still have this sinful behaviors in us.
是不是我们追求你的心愿不够迫切？
It is our heart is not fervent enough.
是否我们在跟随你的路上不够绝对？
Is it because we are not following you straightforwardly?
你的眼目像火焰一样要来检查我们。
Your eyes like fire will observe us.
所以当这一年结束的时候，
At the end of the year,
我们求主在怜悯我们。
We please you to have mercy on us.
不要让我们一年一年就这么白白的过去。
Do not let us to go the year go by in vain.
总叫我们在你面前能够更多来接近你。
We hope that we'll.Get closer to you.
也更多的让你的工作做在我们身上。
And may your work be done in us.
好叫你的国度和你自己快快再来。
And may your kingdom and yourself come sooner.
我们今天下午再聚集在主的跟前。
When we gather before you,
我们渴望主你自己在这里，你来做王。
We ask you be the king here.
但愿说话的和听话的都在你面前一同受教。
So that we can be.We can be taught before you.
我们说主啊，愿你自己的话放光在我们众人的里面。
We say that Lord, may your words shine upon us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们今天要读一些圣经节。
We need to read a few scriptures.
我们先读撒母耳记上。
Let's read First Samuel.Chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 第十节到十一节。
10 to 12. 不
是约翰福音，撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
The 周边。好，现在打出来了，我们一起来读第十集、第十一集。
Let's read it together, 10 to 11.
哈娜心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈到耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华呀，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女， 赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.
十九节二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
好，此日清早，他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛，到了家里，伊利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子。给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
Then they rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah as his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son.And called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked for him from the Lord.
第二章二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
耶和华，二十一节啊，耶和华眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕，生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
在到二十六节。
And verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人愈发喜爱他。
And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and man.
第三章的第四节。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
耶和华呼唤撒母耳。
Verse 4, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here I am.
这第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说，撒母耳。撒母耳啊，撒母耳回答说：“请说，仆人静听。”
Now the Lord came and stood and called at other times, Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears."
这是第七章第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 5.
撒母耳说。要是以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。
And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you.
然后到十六十六章，第十六章。
Go to chapter 16.
十六章的第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华对撒母耳说。我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。
Now the Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons.
第十一节跟十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
撒母耳对耶西说：“你的儿子都在这里吗？”他回答说：“还有个小的，现在放羊。” 撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不奏席。耶西就打发人去叫了他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来告他。
And Samuel said to Jesse, Are all the young men here? Then he said,There remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, Send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is the one.
现在呢，我们要请大家来背一段圣经。
I want everyone to call a scripture words from the memory.
马太福音六章第九节到第十节
that's,
主导文
That's Matthew chapter 6
我想主导文主导文很多弟兄姊妹都会背
That's the Lord's Prayer. I know everyone can memorize it.
他打出来了、啊、也没打还没打出来
Don't print it out.
所以不会背的人可以看会背的人就背着我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。好了，下去到这里好了，第九节到第十节就可以了啊。我们自备前面三个愿，三个愿是什么？愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So we'll just memorize the first three sentences.
大家知道今天是什么日子了？
Does everyone know what day is today?
是哪一年哪一月哪一日？
The day and year.
啊，这个大家都知道的啊。今天几号啦？2017年的12月17号，离开这一年的年底还有几天
？How many years? How many days left till the end?
还有两个礼拜啊，14天。
2 weeks.
然后呢2017年就结束了
then,
我们要迎接2018年
Then it will come the end of the year Then we'll have 2018
你们有没有觉得一年一年过去非常的快啊
Do you feel it went by so fast?
我记得2017年元旦好像就在前几天的样子
I still remember the new year for 2017
一下子就要没有了
But it went by so fast
这表示我们怎么样？我们接近主耶稣基督第二次再来，已经越过越近了。
So it is getting closer for the day that the Lord will return.、
我们主耶稣应许他要第二次再来，来到这个世界，来接教会到他荣耀里面去。
Our Lord Jesus promised us to come back again to take us into His glory.
所以刚才我们念的这三个愿呢，就告诉我们几件事情啊。
So the first three sentences we memorized, it told us something.
第一件事情，他给我们看见，这个就是神在创世之前呢，就藏在神心意里边的一个计划。
It is.Something that the Lord has preordained before the creation of the world.
这个神的计划就是神的旨意，神的永远的旨意。
That is His eternal will.、
那么全圣经当中最大的一个应许
，The greatest promise in the Bible.
就主耶稣基督，我们的荣耀的君王，他要第二次再来，来迎接我们到荣耀里面去。
That is our Lord Jesus, the glorious.King will come back to take us into His glory.
所以这个是隐藏在神心中的一个计划。
That is a hidden plan in God's heart.
也是历史的许多的圣徒们在神面前祷告的一个重要的目标。
And it's also a prayer item that many generations of believers have been prayed for.
从旧约一直到新约，历代的许多的圣徒们呢，他们都盼望我们的荣耀的主耶稣基督能够早早德国降临。
All the sins of all the generations from the Old Testament to the New Testament, they all hope the same thing.
这也是主耶稣基督这个降生的时候，那个东方的几个博士啊，来朝见主的时候讲的话。那生下来做王的。
That is also what the three Magi said when they came to visit the Lord Jesus when he was born.
那就讲到主耶稣基督要来做王，要到地上来做王，要建立他的国度。
That is, he will be the king. He will build his kingdom.
连主耶稣钉十字架的时候，那个狱卒同钉的那个强盗啊，也都在祷告说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
On the day he was crucified, the thief beside him also prayed that, "May you remember me when you are in your kingdom."
这也是在圣经的末了启示录里面。当末世号筒吹响的时候，天使的宣告说
：“That is also will be the proclaim that the archangel will say。”
世上的国都成了基督和我，都成了我主和主基督的国了。
All the kingdom all on the earth will become the Lord Jesus' kingdom。
他要做王，直到永永远远。
He will be the king forever and ever。
所以历代圣徒们都一直盼望主耶稣快快德国降临。
All the saints in the past generations hoped for this.
但是一年一年过去，直到今日，我们还没有看见主耶稣德国来到。
But year after year, he hasn't returned yet.
地上呢，仍然满了很多荒凉和黑暗的情形。
On the earth, there are still many conditions.
你眼看今天世界上。
You can see today's world.
你看报纸也好，看电视新闻也好，各方面的传媒都是告诉我们，地上正是许多败坏黑暗的光景。
All the media is telling us all the corrupted things on this earth.
但是神的旨意是一定要实现的。
But God's will be fulfilled.
神竟然就是等待着，在这个地上有多少人是已经预备好了，要来迎接。等候凝集主耶稣就德国降临的呢
？And God is waiting to see how many people are prepared for His return.
所以神迫切的寻找寻找有谁能够在那里警醒等候耶稣基督德国来到
？And He's looking for such person as well.
那么这样的人呢，我们在圣经里面看见呢，有几个是。就引进君王的人。
And in the Bible, we can see there are a few people who bring in the king.
所以今天下午我在这里和弟兄姊妹交通的题目就引进君王的人。
So the topic I will share with you is the person who bring in the king.
我先从旧约圣经里面来讲到旧约以色列国度有一个人是引进君王来到的。
From the Old Testament in the Israel, among the Israelites, there's one person who bring in the king.
这个人就是撒母耳。
That is Samuel.
撒母耳就是为着大卫王预备国度，撒母耳先给他开路的。
Samuel is a pioneer who prepared David's kingdom.
因为在神的国还没降临之前
，before God's word, God's kingdom.Came upon,
那么旧约里面呢，他先用以色列的国度来象征神的国，就是来代表预表耶稣神的国度。
So in the Old Testament, the Israelites' kingdom will simplify God's kingdom.
所以当基督还没降临在这地上做王的时候
，Before the Lord returns,
旧约里面呢，神先用大卫王来预表主耶稣基督，他来带进国度，他来做神的君王。
So God used David as a symbol to typify that Lord's kingdom.
而这个大卫王位带进来是撒母耳带进来的。
It is Samuel who brings in the kingdom of David.
所以今天呢，我们来看一看呢，就是这个撒母耳是怎样引进那个君王的一个人。
We'll look at how Samuel brought in the king.
我们先来看看当时的背景。
Let's look at the background.
是撒母耳身上那个时代啊，其实就是四世纪的四世时代。
As the time of Samuel is the time of Judges.
那是一个非常荒凉、非常黑暗的时代。
That's a desolate time.
啊，我们到四世纪的时候啊，我们看见那时候在意识当中啊，那个圣殿里面的灯光暗淡。
We can see from the Old Testament that even the light in the temple is dim.
这个侍奉神的祭司老伊利呢，眼目昏花。
And the priests, their eyes are also dimmed.
哦，那么他的两个儿子呢，也是乱七八糟。
And his son are not good.
所以十八个弟兄曾经说啊，你去读四世纪啊，读完了之后，正要把眼睛、把耳朵都洗一洗才行。
So people say after you read the book of Judges, you should wash your ears.
因为四世纪这卷书了，就是讲到神的儿女们，那这在地上这是显出非常的软弱、非常荒凉的光景。
Because that book reveals how bad God's children were.
啊，他几次都被仇敌打败，做了亡国奴了。
And they were beaten up by the enemies.
啊。所以呢，神在那样一个荒凉时代当中啊，就兴起一个凝结这位君王来到的人，就是撒母耳。
So God, at that time, He used Samuel to bring in the king.
撒母耳的出生啊，他就把四世纪里面所讲的那个荒凉黑暗的时代啊，统统的结束了。
So Samuel is the person who ended the desolated time of the Israelites.
带进大卫做君王，并建立以色列国最荣耀的一个国度。
He brought in King David, the greatest kingdom ever.
所以撒母耳可以说他是把转移整个黑暗时代的人。
He is the person who turned away from the desolated time.
而把凝结君王或是荣耀的国度出现的人。
And also a person who welcomes the new king.
他在旧约圣经里面出现了，就是做今天我们的一个榜样。
He is a great example for us today.
我们许多弟兄姊妹都会祷告，我们不会祷告为说，愿你德国降临。
When we pray, we say, may your kingdom come.
愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done as it is in heaven.
但是我们多少人是这是准备好来凝结来等候基督的国度降临呢？
But how many people are prepared to welcome his return?
所以今天下午呢，我们要看看啊，神要得着，要叫他的国度降临的话呀，要得着一般人。
The Lord, if He wants His kingdom to come, He wants a group of people.
像撒母耳一样，是准备好、预备迎接君王来到的人。
A group of people like Samuel, who is prepared to welcome the king.
我盼望今天呢，能够有一些点呢，和弟兄姊妹交通交通，来给我们看一看迎接君王的人是怎样的人。
I'll share a few points how a person who welcomes the king should be.
这个撒母耳啊，头一个特点。他是一个从神那里求来的一个生命。
The first character of Samuel is he is a person who was given by God.
或者说他是一个从祷告中产生出来的一个人。
He is a result of a prayer.
因为哈拿呀，那个时候他不会生育。
Because Hannah is barren.
你知道在旧约里面呢，如果一个妇女啊不会生育的话，是很大的羞耻。
In the Old Testament, a barren woman is shameful.
也就是说，今天所念的意思呢，就是就今天如果我们这许多人啊，不能够把主耶稣的生命表现出来
，If we cannot live out Jesus' life，
不能够把主耶稣的生命从我们身上流露出来。
If we cannot reveal his life,
那是我们的羞耻。
That's our shame.
所以很多的外邦朋友啊，当我们传福音给他的时候，他常常说。
Many unbelievers will say.
耶稣在哪里啊？
Where is Jesus?
你讲是讲耶稣，传福音给我们。
You preach Jesus to us.
但我看你们信耶稣的人也不见得比我们好多少。
But I think you believers are no better than beings.
所以我们不能够表现主耶稣的生命呢、啊，那就是我们的羞耻。
If we cannot reveal the Lord's life, that's our shame.
所以每当我听见有些朋友们在说，你们基督徒和我们非基督不信主的人也没有什么两样吗？
There's no difference between believers and non-believers.
我听见了这个话之后，我心里就非常痛苦，非常的觉得难受。
My heart was really sad.
哦，主啊，求你救我们。
And I prayed, Lord,
may
you save us. 让我们
基督徒啊。都能够在你在我们身上能够流露出主的生命来。
So that we can reveal your life.
但这个也不容易啊。
It's not easy.
所以这个哈娜呢，在神面前祷告。
So Hannah prayed before the Lord.
她的姐姐比尼娜常常讥笑她。
His sister always mock on her.
你的丈夫爱你有什么用啊？
Although your husband loves you,
你一个儿子都没有。
You have no son.
所以哈娜觉得很痛苦。
Hannah was painful.
Hannah 在神面前祷告说。
So she prayed.
主耶和华呀，求你赐给我一个儿子。
Lord, please give me a son.
我可以让他侍立在神面前。
So that I give him to you.
那么 Hannah 这个祷告呢，他是有个目的的。
She has a purpose.
因为
他
看见当时神百姓的光景是那么样的荒凉，那么样的黑暗。
She saw the conditions of the Israelites.
没有见证。
They do not have good testimony.
连老伊的这个侍奉神的人也是那样眼目昏花，看不清楚。
Even Eli the priest,
he eyes
are dim. 所以哈娜
说：“如果你给我一个儿子呢，我就让这个儿子侍立在你的面前，让他来侍奉你。”
So she said, "If you give me a son, I'll give him to you to serve you."
就是看见今天地上的光景是那么荒凉黑暗了，他巴不得有一个儿子能够起来呀，能够好好的服侍神，把神的荣耀展现出来。
So when she saw the desolated condition, she hoped to have a son to help.
他是为了这个缘故来祷告神的。
That's her reason to pray.
他跟我们可不一样，我们没有生孩子呢，也会祷告神。
It is different from our prayers.
神啊，你给我一个儿子，我竟然还没有儿子。
We'll ask the Lord, I do not have a son, give me a son.
那我们求儿子做什么？
When we ask for a son, what
我们求儿子是为了荣耀自己。
We want to glorify ourselves.
有一个弟兄说啊，他说啊，我这一生啊，我心想要做的事情都没有做到。
A brother said, the thing I want to do, I cannot do it.
所以我要神假如给我一个儿子呢？我让我的儿子来继承我的心愿。
If God gives me a son, I can make my son to do my wishes.
比方说，我是喜欢做医学院的，将来能够做一个医生。
For example, I wanted to become a doctor.
可惜我没考上医学院。
But I did not get accepted.
那么好培，我就是一个儿子了，好培养这个儿子，让他做医生了，能够来继承我的心愿。
So I will wish my son to have this education.
我假设没有得诺贝尔奖金。
If I did not win the Nobel Prize.
如果神给我一个儿子的话呢，我让他能够将来继承我的这个志向啊，能够得到诺贝尔奖金，来荣宗耀祖。
If I have a son, I will make my son to win the Nobel Prize.
这是我们人是这样子的。
That's man's viewpoint.
就哈娜祷告不是为着自己。
But Hannah's prayer is different.
Hannah 祷告是有一个儿子可以侍立在耶和华神面前。
She wants a son to stand before the Lord.
让他永远侍奉你。
So that he can serve him
forever. 有一天呢，我听见一个姊妹，她就跟我交通。
I heard a sister share with me.
她当初她是一个家庭主妇。
She said she used to be a housewife.
但是她很爱主。
She loves the Lord.
她说在那个地方，那个教会的光景非常的荒凉。
She said at her church, the condition is really poor.
所以她在神面前祷告说：“主啊，你为什么不呼召我呢？”
And she prayed, Lord, why don't you call on me?
你如果呼召我，让我能够出来，好好的服侍你，多好啊！
If you call me, I'll come out and serve you.
哎呀，我听了就很受感动。
I was deeply moved by that.
这就是啊，盼望我们祷告主，主给我一个儿子呢，这个就是能够让神的心意能够显出来的。
So Hannah's prayer for a son, it is to reveal God's purpose.
那么结果呢，神就听了 Hannah 的祷告。
So God listened to Hannah's prayer.
这结果呢，神就给他一个儿子呢。这个儿子叫撒母耳。
And God gave her a son called Samuel.
所以这个引进君王的人啊，他的生命是从神那里来的。
So his life begins from God.
在我们自己里面是没有的。
Inside of ourselves,
我们自己这个人呢，我们都是为着自己的荣耀，为着自己的享受。
We only pray for our own purpose and own glory.
那神给要撒母耳这个生命呢？是从神祷告来，祷告来啊，为着成全神旨意的一个生命。
But Samuel's life is different. It's a life to fulfill God's purpose.
第二个点。
Second point.
撒母耳啊，从小就被他母亲啊带到耶和华殿中去，住在耶和华的殿里面。
Samuel was taken to the temple by his mom to live there.
你知道住在耶和华的殿中啊，是非常蒙福的一件事情了。
It is a blessing to live in the temple.
大卫曾经有个祷告，你们还记得吧？
大卫
曾经有个祷告。
David used to have a prayer.
他有一件事，我曾经寻求，我现在还在寻求。
He said, "I have something I wanted to seek. Now I'm still seeking."
我一生一世住在耶和华殿中，在他面前求问。
Oh, he's asking to live in the Lord's temple in his whole life.
啊，所以很多敬虔的圣徒们呢，他们都希望住在耶和华的殿中。
So many saints want to live in God's temple.
住在耶和华的殿中啊，就是能够见到神的面光，享受神的荣耀。
So that they can see God's face and enjoy His glory.
得到神的供应。
And enjoy His.
能够讨神的欢喜。
His provide and
please him. 住在神殿中有什么好处啊？
What are the benefits of living in God's temple? 神的殿里面
呢，神的殿里面是非常丰富的哦。
God's temple is filled with abundance.
我稍微举几样例子啊，比方说，神的殿中啊，有那个诚实饼的桌子。
In God's temple there is a table for offerings.
那就讲到啊，这个能够得到生命的供应。
That is where the life support comes from.
你住在神的殿中呢，你里面就满足了。
If you live there, you will be satisfied.
所以神的殿中的金灯台。
There's also the golden lampstands.
你本来呀，不知道你这个人活着是干什么的。
Before you do not know why you are living.
我从生下来长到20岁、30岁，我就不晓得人生在地上的目的是什么。
I live up to 20, 30 years, still do not know why I'm living here. We look upon others.
你看别人呢，他们就上学，去读书，从小学到中学，到大学，到研究院，啊，得了博士，等等等等。
So other people will go to school and to university and enter graduate school.
然后从学校里毕业之后呢，找一个好的工作。
And after graduation, they will look for a good job.
找到好的工作之后呢，能够生儿养女。
Then they will have family.
然后呢？
Then later on.
的儿女养大了。
After the children are grown up.
就离开我们另外去居住了。
They will leave the house.
然后只剩下我们两个两老呢，变成空巢期了。
And will be empty nested.
然后呢？
Then.
我不要讲下去了。然后做什么？
We don't need to continue.
一般人就是，所以到底我们做人是干什么了
？And people ask, why are we here?
所以只有当主耶稣来到的时候
，Only after Jesus came.
那生命的光照在我们里边
，His light of
叫我们看见人生真实的意义
，His light of life shine upon us.
叫我们知道人活着我们该走的道路
，Then we can know how we walk our path.
叫我们知道我们人生真正的价值在哪里。
So we can know our true value.
所以住在神的殿中呢，那个金灯台的光照亮你，你能够看见主耶稣。
So when you live in God's temple, when the golden lampstands shine on you, you can see Lord Jesus.
还有这个金香坛。
And the golden altar.
这个金香坛就是对吧？有种香气啊，这个香气能够叫神能够悦纳你。
the aroma of the altar can please the Lord.
我们住在神的殿中呢，就会有香气。
We will have that good aroma.
保罗不是说吗？我们这些认识真正认识神的人呢，有因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
And Paul said, "We have this aroma of Jesus Christ."
这个馨香之气啊，叫你梦神悦纳的。
That aroma will please the Lord.
我常常讲，我假设不活在神里面，不活在主里面的时候啊
，If we do not live in the Lord,
我的身上的气是什么气？你知道吗
？What kind of smell will I have?
我的身上是臭气难闻。
It must be bad.
有的时候我跟我太太在一起讲话呀，有的时候不晓得什么地方得罪了她。
When I talk to my wife, sometimes I just get her annoyed.
那就两个人弄得不愉快了。
Then we won't be happy.
尤其对方发起脾气来的时候啊。
When we were arguing.
那些讥刺的话出来的时候啊。
When the bad words came out.
香不香啊？
Do those words smell good?
是光弟兄弟说，是香气啊，是臭气啊？
Those good aroma or bad one?
我们这个人啊，我们天然生命，我们的肉体里面呢，所发出来都是难闻的臭气。
So our natural scent is disgusting.
只有当我们住在主里边
，When we live in the Lord,
住在神的殿中
，Live in God's temple,
在神殿里面呢，基督的馨香之气来把我们熏透了。
So the aroma of Jesus Christ can.
是神一闻到我们身上基督的馨香之气出来了。
Can penetrate us, so when the Lord
smells it,
and His heart will be pleased.
旧约里面有个故事嘛，
There is a story in the Old Testament.
你知道以撒为什么会给雅各祝福的
？Why Elijah blessed Jacob?
当雅各拿羔羊的皮包着冒充这个以撒也是一个原因了
Oh, when Jacob used the goat skin to imitate Esau.
这个还不行的，光是用羊那个山羊的皮来包一包啊，这个也瞒不了以撒的。
That won't deceive Isaac.
所以以撒说啊，声音呢是雅各的声音，
Isaac,
这个手上的毛呢像以撒的毛。
Isaac said the voice is Jacob's, but the hair is Esau's.
所以他正在怀疑的时候啊
，When he was in doubt,
一闻到雅各身上的馨香之气啊
，When he smelled the aroma of Jacob,
以撒就给雅各祝福了。
Then Isaac blessed Jacob.
所以呢，我们基督的身上呢，要有一种馨香之气。
So in our life, we should have this.Aroma of Jesus Christ.
那我这个人就是这个脾气嘛，我不可能生出圣馨香之气啊。
So I'm such a person with bad temper, I cannot produce that aroma.
因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
Paul said it is because of Jesus Christ that we know we have that aroma.
这个馨香之气啊，就是你住在主里边，慢慢的认识主的性格，认识主的那些生活的方式。
It is after you believe in the Lord and live in Him, gradually you will develop that. You can see how Jesus Christ
treats people.
So after you believe and live in the Lord, you will have that aroma. So,That aroma will please the Lord.
这是第二点啊，这个撒母耳啊，是住在耶和华的殿中。
He lives in the temple of God.
第三点呢，他在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
And the third point, he grew up before the Lord.
刚才我们不是在第二章里面读两节圣经吗
？We read two scriptures in chapter
two. 那个孩子在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
That child grew up before the Lord.
我就常常这个替哈娜担心了。
I was worried.
我说这个哈娜怎么那么大的胆子，敢把他的儿子放到圣殿里面去，让那么一个小的，那么年纪小小的一个小孩子，就住到圣殿里面去。
I was wondering how can Hannah be so brave to put his son in the temple.
你怎么那个时候，那个时候圣殿的光景怎么样啊？
The condition of the temple was not so good.
刚才我已经讲过了是吧？老伊利眼目昏花。
Eli's eyes are dimmed.
圣殿灯光暗淡。
The light of the temple is dim.
啊，神也不大说话。
And God does not speak.
并且两个儿子越伊利老伊利两个儿子乱七八糟。
Eli's two sons are really bad.
你看，假设把我们的儿子放在这样一个环境里面。
If we put our son in such a condition.
你想，我们谁会放心啊？
Will we not worry?
你们放心不放心啊？
Will you be worried?
所以今天很多做家长的父母啊，哎，要选一个教会啊，我要先看看那个教会的主日学办的儿童主日学办的好不好。
So parents will when they look for churches, will look at the Sunday school first.
假设儿童主日学办的不好的话呢，哎呀，那我就不敢把我的儿子、把我的女儿放到那里去了。
If the Sunday school is not good, we won't put our children there.
我们都担心的不得了，是不是啊？
We worry a lot.
但是这个哈乃呀，他竟然敢，这个孩子撒母耳一断奶，就把他放到圣殿里面去。
But Hannah put Samuel into the temple just after he weaned him.
你不怕这个撒母耳受他们的影响吗？
Will she not worry about Samuel?Get affected by others.
我们中国人说，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
There's a saying in Chinese, when you are close to dark, you are dark.
你把它放在那里，受他们的影响怎么办呢？
If you put him there, what if he learned bad things?
那哈娜就是这么放，把撒母耳放在那里了。
But Hannah did it.
啊，结果呢，这个撒母耳身上一个非常宝贵的呢。那孩子在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
But Samuel grew up fine.
感谢主啊！
We
thank
the Lord.
虽然那个环境是很糟糕的环境。
Although the condition was bad.
但是呢，这个撒母耳啊，他在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
But Samuel grew up before the Lord.
他不是活在人中间。
He did not live among
people. 所以他不受世界上那些环境的影响。
He was not affected by the worldly conditions. 他眼睛
是看见耶和华神。
His eyes are fixed upon the Lord.
所以大卫有一句话非常好的。
So David has a saying.
我把耶和华常摆在我面前。
I place my Lord before my eyes.
我就不致摇动。
So I won't be shaken.
我的心安欢喜，我的灵快乐。
So my heart is happy, my soul is joyful.
今天我们这许多人呢，就常常不是把耶和华摆在面前，我觉得把。一些基督徒摆在我面前。
We really not very often not place our Lord before.
我看见一个什么藏山弟兄，一个黎氏弟兄，哎呀，他们这个光景，哎，那这个教会我都不想去了。
So when we see our brothers' conditions, we will not want to go to the church.
有一个弟兄啊，他一个儿子，你都不肯来教会聚会。
There's a brother, his son will not come to church.
我就问他为什么你儿子不来教会聚会。
And I ask him why.
他就说啊，我的儿子啊，就是教会来聚过几次会啊，看见教会里面一些弟兄姊妹的样子，他心里面就受伤。
So he said, because when my son came to church, when he saw people in the church, he was really disappointed.
我前些日子也听见一个弟兄，为什么这个弟兄这就没有来聚会啊？
And I also heard that one of the brother will not come to church anymore.
有人就告诉我说啊，因为他看见教会弟兄啊，在爱宴的时候啊，他就这个就是啊，人家还没吃完呢，他就把这个菜饭呀、先留起来带回家去了。
And because when he came to church, he saw people take food home, not even after people finished.
所以他看见这个情况就不来了。
And when he saw that condition, he
我们今天呢，常常容易受别人的影响。
We are affected by others.
我听见一个姊妹在那乱讲一些是非的话，哎呀，这个教会怎么还这样子呢？
When we can hear sisters talk about this too.
啊，一个弟兄怎么样？我又受他影响了，我受伤了。
I will be affected.
所以今天呢，我们基督徒为什么受伤啊？
Why can we be affected?
受伤就我们眼睛就定在人身上。
And it's because we fix our eyes upon people.
这个张弟兄怎么样？这个王弟兄怎么样？这个李弟兄怎么样？
Such and such brother, how are they?
所以呢，我现在本来我是很爱主的，很热心的。
I used to be fervent.
就是因为这个张弟兄，就是因为这个王弟兄，就是这个李弟兄，就把我绊倒了。
Just because of such brothers, I got stumbled.
这个就是什么？这个、就是没有活在耶和华面前。
That's because we did not live before the Lord.
So Samuel 啊，能够在这么一个恶劣的环境当中，他却活在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
Samuel lived before the Lord, although he was in such a poor condition.
所以呢，神和人喜爱他的心啊，也越过越增加。
So the Lord and the people both favor him.
我要快快的讲啊，没有时间。第四个点呢
？The fourth point.
Samuel 有个开通的耳朵。
He has an open ear.
所以刚才我们读到第三章啊，耶和华神呢就呼唤撒母耳。
In chapter 3, the Lord called Samuel.
撒母耳那个时候还比较还不大熟灵，还不大这方面不是很长进。
He was not really spiritual yet.
因为他是个小孩子嘛。
He was young.
所以他听不懂耶和华神呼唤他的声音。
He do not understand the calling of the Lord.
那天晚上他睡觉的时候，听见神在呼喊撒母耳，撒母耳。
While he was sleeping, he heard the Lord call him Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳以为是老伊利叫他，他就问老伊利：“你叫我吗？”
Then he saw it was Eli. Then he went to him.
老伊利说：“我没叫你了，你
就叫去吧。” And Eli said, "No, I did not call you."
那神又第二次叫他。
Then the Lord called him again.
他又去问老伊利，你刚才就是叫我吗？
Then he went to Eli again. Did you call me?
老伊利说，你去睡觉吧，我没有叫你啦。
And Eli said, No, I didn't. You go back to sleep.
这个神第三次又叫他。
And the third time the Lord called him.
这老伊利就说，好，大概是耶和华神叫他。
Then Eli realized it must be the Lord.
如果神叫你的，如果你再听见这个声音的话呢，你就说，耶和华呀，我在这里。你请说吧。
Then Eli realized that. Then he told Samuel, "If the Lord calls you again, you say, 'Your servant is here.'"
就那个时候开始啊，撒母耳就会听神的话。
From that point on, he can hear the Lord's word.
他有个能听的耳朵。
He has an open ear.
或者是一个开通的耳朵。
An open ear.
啊，这个开通的耳朵啊，其实我们每一个人都会有的。
Everyone should have it.
但是我们呢，把它忽略掉了。
But we ignore it.
啊，因为神叫我们呢，我先讲我自己的经验嘛啊。
I'll share my experience.
这个我还没信主。
Before I believe in the Lord.
那是一个牧师啊，到我那里去传福音。
I went to preach gospel.
这个牧师说，我今天在睡午觉的时候啊，神就对我说，你不要睡了，起来去传福音给他们听。
And someone.Asked him to preach gospel and.
所以今天呢，我就到你们这里来传福音给你们听了。
And he said, "I listened to God, then I came."
因为那个时候我还没信主嘛啊。
At that time, I did not believe.
这个牧师乱讲话。
That priest is talking
nonsense. 我才不相信神会对你说话了。
I don't believe that God will speak to you.
所以这个就是我没有一个能听的耳朵。
At that time, I do not have an open ear.
等到我信主之后呢
？After I believe in the Lord.
我才觉得啊。这个牧师讲的话是真的了。
Then I realized the pastor was right.
因为哦，我很多时候啊，我在那里想要赚人家的便宜的时候。
Sometimes when I want to.
因为假如我吃了亏了，我以前是吃了亏了，我心里面不好过的。
If I do not gain something, I don't feel good.
我就想办法，第二天了，一定要把它打倒啊，要把这个便宜赚回来。
I want to win it back the next day.
结果呢，我就占到便宜了之后啊，神就在责备我。
After that, God rebuked me.
你看看，你这个人信了主了，这还喜欢去占人家的小便宜。
Although you believe in the Lord, you still do such a thing.
所以神这么一说呢，我就说，哎呀，这是。哦，神还不让我占人家的小便宜啊。
Then I realized that God is not pleased with that action.
所以我就不去，以后就不占人家的便宜了。
Then I won't do it anymore.
我从前呢，占到人家便宜了，我就高兴；但是我吃亏了，我就晚上睡觉都睡不好了。
Before that, if I win something, I feel happy. If I lose, I feel really sad.
我信主之后住在里面说话。
After I believed in the Lord.
我再去占人家便宜的时候，我就晚上睡不好觉了。
When I still do that, I won't feel good. I can't sleep.
等我吃亏的时候呢，我还心里面还觉得特别平安。
But when I lose, I feel peaceful.
因为主的生命在我的里边呢。
Because the Lord's life is inside of me.
给我一个能听的耳朵。
He gives me an open ear.
但是这个能听的耳朵要培养的。
It is something that you can train.
比方说，我给一个人啊，我比方说跟德里弟兄说。
If I talk to Hudson Lee,
我请他做一件事情。
I ask him to do something.
就是口头答应啊，他其实并没给我做到。
But he didn't do it.
第二次我又跟他讲一件事情。
And the second time I ask him.
请他帮忙。
Ask him for help.
他口头答应给我帮忙，结果他根本就没帮忙忙。
But he refused to help again.
他一次不听，二次不听。
For the second time he didn't listen.
我还有没有？我第三次下次还敢不敢 再请他帮忙了？
Do I have the courage to ask him again for the third time?
是当你把一件事情交给人家做，人家没替你做到。
When something asks you to do something and they do not do it.
下次你就不给他讲。
Then you won't ask.
我们的神也是这样的。
Our Lord is the same.
神给我们讲话了。
When he talks to us.
你看你这个人那么懒，礼拜天早晨都不起来，好好的好好的聚会，好好的祷告，好好的读圣经。
When the Lord say, "Oh, you're so lazy, you won't get up early in the morning to pray and read the Bible."
但是我不理他。
If I ignore it.
我照样睡懒觉，我照样做什么做什么。
I continue to sleep.
啊，这个经过一两次之后啊，神就不跟你说话了。
After a few times, God.
所以我们必须要好好的培养我们自己的耳朵。
We need to train our ears.
所以等到后来呢，神就借着撒母耳啊，就对以色列说话了。
Then later on, God speaks through Samuel to the Israelites.
我快快讲啊，我有的地方不能讲了。像第五点呢，撒母耳用祷告来征战，来胜过仇敌。
And the fifth point is Samuel pray to the Lord to win.
我想这一点我跳过去，我讲最后一点哈。
I'll talk about the last point.
撒母耳最重要一个点。
The most important point.
他是一个认识谁是君王的人。
He is a person who knows who is the king.
撒母耳身上的特点呢、啊、
His caricatures.
这一点是最重要。
This is the most important one.
因为那一天神就对撒母耳说。
Because that day the Lord speaks to him.
我要到耶西家里去，要告他一个儿子做王。
I want to go to Jesse's house to anoint his son.
所以你带着膏油去啊，去告他一个儿子做王去吧。
So you bring oil to anoint him.
撒母耳就去了。
And Samuel went.
那么耶西呢，就把他七个儿子就叫到他面前了。
And Jesse called out his seven sons.
跟撒母耳一同吃饭。
And he wants to eat with Samuel.
他看见大儿子以利亚来了。
And he saw the first son, Eli.
以利亚长得比别人高一头。
He's really tall.
也很俊美。
He's handsome.
说撒母耳说，哎，耶和华要告他做王的人，一定是他。
And Samuel said, "Oh, maybe this is the one."
结果神对他说啊。
And God said,
我不像人看人。
I do not look people like people.
人是看外貌。
People look at the
outside. 我是看内心。
I look at the heart.
我们这帮人的确就是嘛，我们看见这个人呢、啊、很有钱。
We are like that.
这个人很有地位。
This people is rich.
这个人很有恩赐。
This one has authority and gift.
啊，这个人可以做教会的领袖。
This can be a leader.
我们人都是看外貌的。
We look at the outside.
神说，我不是，我像我看人不像人看人。
God said, "No, I don't look at people like that. I look into the heart."
所以呢，也许第二个是来了。
And the second son came.
什么知道这个神拣选不是他。
And Samuel know it's not him.
第三个儿子。
The third son came.
不是他。
Not him.
一直第七个儿子都来了。
Until the seventh one,
这七个都不是耶和华要告他做王的。
None of them is the king.
撒母耳就把耶西叫来。
Then Samuel called.
你的儿子住在这里吗
？Is your sons all here?
耶西说啊，还有一个最小的，因为他太小了，我叫他去放羊去了。
And Jesse said, "I have still a youngest. He's tending the sheep."
撒母耳说，你如果不把这个小儿子叫来，我们就不奏席了。
And Samuel said, if you don't call him in, I won't sit down.
所以耶稣呢，赶快就把这个去放羊的小孩子，就这就第八个儿子，就大卫就带来，带叫回来了。
And Jesse called his eighth son David home.
那么撒母一看这个大卫啊。
When Samuel saw him.
大卫有几个特点。
He has a few characters.
他是怎么样？大卫几个特点，一个是面色光红。
He's ruddy.
一个是双目清秀
，His eyes are bright。
一个是容貌俊美
，He's also handsome。
所以撒母耳啊，听见声音，哎，这个就是耶和华要告他做王的。
Then Samuel heard the Lord said, "This is the one."
什么叫做这个面色光红呢
？What is ruddy？
面色光红就代表这个人生命的力量很强。
That means they have a strong life.
就是换句话说，他有丰盛的生命的表现。
That's abundance of life in him.
什么叫双目清秀呢
？What is bright eyes?
就他眼睛呢，单单看在神身上。
That is because his eyes are fixed upon the Lord.
我们眼目昏花。
Our eyes are dim.
因为我们要侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Because we serve the Lord, we also serve Mammon. We saw many things.
我们也看主耶稣，我们也看世界上的很多很多其他东西。
We look at Jesus, we also look at worldly things.
所以我们眼目是昏花的。
So our eyes are dimmed.
这大卫呢，眼目清秀。
But David's eyes are bright.
第三个特点呢，容貌俊美。
Third point, he is good looking.
你千万不要看我们肉体上的容貌俊美啊。
Not the physical good looking.
这里的容貌俊美，那是讲到。能够把基督的荣美显在他的身上。
That is to reveal Jesus' beauty.
因为我们人呢、啊、都是丑陋不堪。
Because humans are ugly.
只有主耶稣就是美中最美。
Only Jesus is the beauty among
the beauty. 所以在我们身上，不管我们今天长得多漂亮
，No matter how beautiful we are today，
在神面前都是不可，不是那么俊美。
But Before the Lord's eyes,
真正的俊美，当一个人呐、啊、把基督的活出来了。
Only when we reveal the life of Jesus.
当一个弟兄或者一个姊妹在他身上有基督活出来的时候，他就容貌俊美。
When we leave the beauty of Jesus out.
实际上，圣经里面讲到摩西是个容貌俊美的人。
The Bible says Moses is a good-looking man.
约瑟也是个容貌俊美的人。
Joseph is another one.
大卫也是个容貌俊美的人。
David is also.
因为这些人呢，都是在他们身上有基督的丰富、基督的美丽啊，从他们身上显出来。
Because they have the abundance of Jesus and the beauty of Jesus.
所以呢，撒母耳一看见，这个就是耶和华要告他作王的。
And Samuel, when he saw David, he said, "This is the one."
必定是他。
It must be him.
他认识谁是君王。
He knows who is the king.
那么这一点呢，影响到我们了啊。
That will affect us.
今天我们是让谁做君王
？Today, who is our king?
我们说，我们心中愿意让他来管理我们一生的是谁
？Who is the one who control our life?
我们很多人看有谁有钱
？We look at the rich people.
我们看谁有权势
？We look at the people who are in authority.、
这个某某人啊。他是你看在议会里面做议员的，做议长的。
Maybe someone is in the high position.
他如果我多亲近他呢，让他来帮助我，那就好了。
If we get closer to him, maybe he can help me.
是我们呢，都是让地上的那些人来做我们的王的。
We want people on the earth to be our king.
我们很看重人的钱财。
We look upon others' money.
很看重人的权势。
And their power.
很看重人一些恩赐等等。
All their gifts.
那这些呢，都不是神所看重。
That's not what the Lord.
神所看重像大卫一样。
He look what David has.
有丰盛的生命。
He has abundance of life.
有那个属灵的眼睛。
A bright eyes.
有那个基督的荣美显在他身上。
And the beauty of Jesus is revealed.
这个就是君王，耶稣基督是君王。
That's the king.
所以我们认识谁是君王啊
？Do we know who is the king?
主耶稣。
That's Jesus.
他是生下来做王的。
He was born to be the king.
所以神就借着撒母耳，要高于高在大卫身上。
So that's why Samuel, God wants Samuel to anoint David.
这下撒母耳就把君王带进来了。
So Samuel brought in the
king. 大卫一出来就建立了以色列国度。
After David came, he built the kingdom of Israel.
并且把以色列国在大卫的时代是达到最强盛的一个时代。
And in his time, the kingdom of Israel is really strong. Let's just stop here.
我们盼望我们的主耶稣的快快得国降临的时候。
We hope the Lord will return.
在神今天呢，要找到一班等候迎接大君王来到的人。
He is looking for a group of people who are waiting and welcoming his return.
所以愿我们都像撒母耳一样。
Let us be like Samuel.
我们都要有一个心愿。
We have this heart.
等候迎接我们主耶稣这位大君王的来到。
To wait and welcome his return.
而准备我们自己。
To prepare us.
我们请李弟兄，你带我们祷告。
We'll ask Brother Lee to pray for us.
好，我们第一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，感谢主，你今天借着你的仆人向我们的心灵讲话。
Lord, we thank you to speak to our heart through your servant.
主，你在那个失失荒凉的时代，你拣选了一个人。
At that desolate